أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. In the last section, as we have discussed, that Aziz al-Misr, or the Pharaoh, the great leader of Egypt, bought him, he noticed that this boy, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had a great potential. He realized that the compound and the structure of this boy was unlike any other slave or servant that he had bought. Remember, he was a king, he could buy anyone that he wanted to. So therefore, he took him home, telling his wife, be kind to him, be generous to him, akrimi mathwa. Maybe he will be useful to us, or maybe we will adopt him as a son. Yes, subhanAllah. Now remember, he is the king. So he realized that this boy is not the mentality, is not the structure of any other slave. So therefore, he should be among the princes, among the one that are very high. SubhanAllah. What did he see in him? عَسَىٰ يَنْفَعْنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذْهُ وَلَدًا. Sure enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, as I mentioned in the last section, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a good for a person, and mind you, if I say when Allah wants a good for a person, that does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose anyone without any work, without any effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you because you worked so hard in order to achieve that point. Anyone can achieve a point of going higher and higher and higher in Allah's kingdom. But he gotta do that. I mean, look at our masooms. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. We have 14 masooms. We have 124,000 prophets. I mean, if I may ask a question, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose these people? How did he do that? I mean, astaghfirullah, he went and said, let me look at their eyes. Okay, I'll choose that one. No, it is not. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested. He tests us. He tests you. He tests all of the creatures. All of the, what I mean by creatures, the one that are capable of passing the test, such as the ins and the jinn. And whoever passes the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him higher, and passes the test and higher and higher until he will become a model for humanity. And prophets are among them. Our imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, are same models for other creatures, for other humans, and so forth. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We have given him a control over that portion of the earth. فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then we are going to teach him وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. The meaning that usually is hidden for other people. I mean, usually, like, for instance, the dream that later on, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss. If somebody had seen in his dream that he had seen about, let's say, seven cows, or if someone had dreamed in his dream while he was asleep that he's been drinking milk. What does milk mean? What does other issues such as animals, horses, and so forth mean? It is not that when somebody had a dream and he saw that he was drinking milk, that means only means he was drinking milk. No, it has a deeper meaning. For instance, milk, it said it's knowledge. Anyway, وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ, and we will teach him مِن تَأْوِيل, تَأْوِيل, not تَفْسِير, not giving the meaning, but تَأْوِيل, the depth of the meaning, الْأَحَادِيثِ, الْحَادِيثِ here means حَدِيثِ النَّوْمِ, because usually they say that a dream is حَدِيثُ النَّفْسِ or حَدِيثُ الشَّيْطَانِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, or that hadith of the angels, or that show that the angels may tell you. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one, no thing, the whole existence cannot stand in front of Allah. Allah is the ultimate victory. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Unfortunately, most of the people, they don't know. Most of the people are very ignorant about the minute details of the commands and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ? Because a lot of people thought that, well, we got rid of Yusuf. Later on, they're going to realize that not only they did not get rid of Yusuf, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him escalate in this mundane issue of the world and in the positions of the hereafter, that later on he had to go and bow before this young brother of theirs, the one that they had thrown in the well. Subhanallah. What happened? Of course, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, like everybody else, was growing. Like you and me, like other people, we were growing. But Yusuf's well-balanced creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was growing in such a manner that he completely pulled the attention of the wife of Aziz Misr, of the Pharaoh. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّ, when he reached his ultimate physical aspect of his body and his strength, his shape, and his beauty, his handsomeness, أَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wisdom, hukm, hikmah, wa ilma. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him also knowledge. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Now pay attention, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. Now, you want to be rewarded for something, right? Now, you got to do something for it. What? Ihsan. Wa kadhalika نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You be muhsin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay you, and pay you an abundance of payment. Generously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay you. However, there was a big test. What kind of a test? There was a test for Yusuf. Subhanallah. As I said, all of the prophets, all of the messengers, including our 14 masums, our imams, they went through heavy duty tests. A test that the usual person cannot handle. But, you know, as they say, the test of the great is great. The test of a, let's say, 10th grader, now if I may just bring, is not the same as the test of a college student. You know, that's a different level, so therefore the tests are higher. And the 10th grader is lower level, so the tests are lower. What happened? What kind of a test? Could Yusuf pass this test? This is what happened. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Suddenly, this wife of Aziz, of Pharaoh, realized, Ya Subhanallah, there is a person that is supposed to be hers, her slave, in the house. And what kind of a shape does that man has? Ya Subhanallah. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such a beauty to Yusuf that no lady would look at him except she falls in love, in a very, very deep love. Now, as I heard from one of our grand scholars, and that is Sheikh Wahid al-Khurasani, may Allah bless him, inshaAllah ta'ala, one of my teachers, he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the beauty, he divided it in half, he gave half of it to Yusuf, and distributed the other half among the rest of us. Now you sit down and imagine what kind of a beauty Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, has. And that beauty is right under the hand of the wife of Aziz Misr, of the Pharaoh of Egypt. So therefore, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. She demanded, she asked him. What did she ask him? And she also used a form of a trick in order to let him fall into that net. Now, let's say that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, did not pass this test. What would have happened? Of course, immediately, he would have had a very special place with the queen, with that great wife of the Pharaoh of Egypt. And as they say, maybe he would have lived happily ever after in this dunya. But ya subhanAllah, what happened? وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابُ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. She called Yusuf in a room. She went into that room. She closed the doors using that feminine attraction of hers, showing herself to Yusuf. Once everything and the doors was closed, she said to him, "Hey Telek, come on." And you know the rest. When the lady will ask a man to come and take over, you know what that means. What did Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered? Immediately he said, Ma'ad Allah. Ya subhanAllah, I will seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai. Now, this is what happens, brothers and sisters. A lot of times, we do not see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding for us. Ya subhanAllah, right then and there, a lot of people will not pass this test. Now, truly speaking, you sit down and imagine the most beautiful lady, now whether in the world or just in Egypt, the most influential lady of Egypt, maybe even in the world, the most, or one of the most more financially having money, rich ladies of the world in position and money, asking a man to come and be close for her. A lot of people will take that position and they completely forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, did not. And he passed the test. He said, I seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu Rabbi. He is my Lord. Ahsana mathwai. He took a very good care of me. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this man that is your husband. And he was very kind to me. I am not going to deceive him. I am not going to cheat on that man that is your husband. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator. He was good to me by letting your husband's heart be good to me. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. Surely the oppressors, the bad people, not oppressor here, zalim, the word zalim, are not successful. Let me kind of elaborate on the word zalim. Rather, the word zalim is from zulm, is from zulma. Zulma, any form of a sin, is a darkness. Darkness per se, a person will not see the light. Darkness per se will not see the surrounding. So what happens is that person's eyes will be closed. Yes, maybe he has an eye, but can you see with that eye in the dark? No. With zulm or with sins, this is what happens. Usually a person's eyes or heart will be darkened, will be blackened, will be dirty, where he cannot see. Just like a glass, when it becomes dirty, you cannot see the other side. Just like a mirror, when it's so dirty, you cannot see yourself through. So, therefore, it will be darked. It will be unclear to see. So, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. It's just like a person who had an eye and he became blind and he wants to run. Definitely, he's going to hit something or fall down badly. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The person who his heart is in darkness, in a sin, he is not going to be succeeding. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. She tried to attack him. وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Let's analyze these words, brothers and sisters. Now, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. Of course, we understand. هَمَّتْ بِهِ. She tried. She wanted something. She asked him for that something. وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Now, what is the meaning of وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Now, astaghfirullah, a lot of people said that, well, maybe Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he did not have any desire. No, that is not true. Yusuf, again, as I heard from one of my teachers, in which, you know, of course, it is written in many books, many tafsirs, but I also relate to some of my teachers, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, be upon them. He said, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he had the power, the sexual power, of 40 strong men. Now, that is the test, brothers and sisters. Now, if somebody was weak, it's just like there is a nice meal bringing to a person who is sick. Now, and let's say that he is sick, he cannot eat. In a normal time, he would have eaten it, but today he is sick, he can't eat it, and then they tell him it is haram. So what is the, as they say, the challenge in that, when you can't do anything? Now Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was strong, and he denied himself. But how? You see, the higher a person becomes in seeing knowledge, the more he can see the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not forget the words of our master and crown, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. He said, I did not look at anything without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Everything that I see is the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not see anything without seeing Allah. Before it, after it, and in it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in everything. But how can I do that? Number one, I got to take the sins out of my heart so it'll be clear. So it will not be zulma. It will not be darkened. And number two, I got to increase in knowledge. Once I increase myself in knowledge, the more I see knowledge, the more I become pious, and the more I become pious, the more signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I will see. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was strong. He was not weak. Matter of fact, he was very strong. Yet, he held the bridle of his self. So, since Yusuf was that knowledgeable, since Yusuf was that pious, since Yusuf was going to be extremely sincere and loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the one that was considered his master in this mundane life, which he was her husband, he said no to her. And he tried to run away. He took off. As he took off, she ran behind him. He ran toward the door. She ran behind him. Of course, as he had reached the door and he wanted to open the door, she reached, she held his clothes. As she tried to pull him, the clothes got ripped. Yes, subhanAllah, at that time, he opened the door, and when he opened the door, who was at the door? The big master, the big honcho, Aziz Misr, her husband, was at the door. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. Now, let's read some of the verses. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. So, she really wanted something, and she tried in order to get it. And Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was there too. لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. If he did not see that sign and the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf, peace be upon him, was ma'asum. Remember, he's a prophet. He was ma'asum. وَكَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ. That is why, that is how we are going to push away from him any form of corruption or any form of sins, bad deed. إِنَّهُ Surely, innahu, surely he is among our servants, al-mukhlasin. Innahu min ibadina al-mukhlasin. Mind you, pay attention. It is al-mukhlas, not al-mukhlis. When you are trying to reach a certain point of purity, you are in the format of being al-mukhlis. You are working to reach that point. But then you reach a point that's it. You become mukhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that point on will make you among the pure ones. Let me go back and make one more point, and inshallah ta'ala we will finalize for the next session. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. So it can be clear. But sometimes you are hungry, and as you are hungry, you will be asked, to go, let's say, downtown or wherever to such and such meeting. As you go downtown to such and such meeting, either on the way or that meeting, now you are hungry, and then suddenly they bring a very nice, good, tasty, smelly meal. They bring that meal. You are hungry. Now you tell me what would happen to you. Would you desire the food or you would not desire the food? Definitely, any healthy person would desire that food. The smell is right in his nose. The looks of that sizzling, brain food is right in front of him. And then another friend comes and he tells you, brother, this meat is not halal. Or any other issue, such as, for instance, this meat is stolen, for instance. You know that we have to eat a food with the following conditions. It had to be mubah, such as not stolen. It had to be halal, you know, slaughtered according to the Islamic way. And it had to be tahir. Otherwise, we cannot eat that food. So someone comes and he tells you, brother, that food is not halal. Now, what would happen? What will happen to you? Immediately, you hold on to the bridle, you pull yourself back, and you say, I am not going to touch this food. You saw something. What did you see? This is the point. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ It is not that you did not have that desire. You did. Especially, she was trying to go toward Yusuf. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا The desire was there, but the control was much stronger there as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the knowledge of the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength so we will train and discipline the self of ours, so we will be among the mukhlasin. Ilahi ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.